وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم. It is a declaration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great sunnah, of Allah's law that governs humankind and His creation. That when you show gratitude for Allah, for His favors, Allah's law is Allah shall extend those favors. وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. However, if you show ingratitude, if you are mindless, you don't take heed, you show unconsciousness towards Allah's favors, Allah's law is Allah shall take those favors away. Not just take the favors away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna adhabi lashadeed. Indeed, my punishment and chastisement shall be severe. And upon introspection, this law is applicable in every facet of life. We send our love and salams and salawat upon our noble prophet, our foremost leader, our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For indeed he embodied for us and personified the essence of what it means for a human being, the perfect human being, to be grateful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when he stood as a norm of his, in devotion, in night vigil, in bowing down, in prostration, in sujood, how many times do you not hear his beloved wife, our mother Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu anha, having had to content herself that he did not perhaps pass away during sujood by having to pinch it. And witnessing and observing the tawarrum and the swelling of his feet, the duration of his standing. And his refrain to her would be, Ya Aisha, afala akuna abdan shakura. If she asked him, all your sins, if it had been, Allah would have forgiven all of you, had promised you and guaranteed you. He would just say, should I not be a thankful slave, Aisha? Love and salams upon his noble family, his companions and friends, and all those who follow his divinely inspired tariqah and sunnah path until the final hour. And we pray, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us each and every one of those people who have this burning in their hearts to want to emulate him, to want to follow the essence of his example, and the essence, the haqiqah, of what he was, and his method, and his sunnah. And not only, unfortunately, we have to say this today, be fixated on the outward appearances and trappings of what it is to follow sunnah. And then we have the essence of the sunnah being. We say this because Ibn Da'im, Al-Daylami, Al-Khatib, Ibn Asakir, all of them narrate this hadith of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he said, أول شهر رمضان رحمة. Yeah. وأوسطه مغفرة. وآخره عتق من النار. So how is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses for us to be able to just understand at a glance what this Ramadan is about? Just at a glance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says that its first third is it's rahmah. And then, in other words, mercy and compassion. Mercy and compassion. And the second third is about forgiveness, munificence. Forgiveness, pardon. And the last part of it is about gaining salvation from the fire. عِتْقُ مِنَ النَّارِ. So we're looking at the essence of Islam, essence of the Quran, essence of our Creator, Jalla wa Ala. Essence of the Sunnah of Nabi Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's about mercy and compassion, about forgiveness, pardon, learn with one another. Looking to in mind that you seek from some purpose. The Prophet said, and they say the acquisition of knowledge and the truth on the path of knowledge, path of knowledge of the deen, it is a central hadith which is known as al-hadith al-musalsal bil-awwali. And all of our ulama that when they embarked on their journeys, that when they engage with their sheikhs and with their ulama, and this is the first hadith that they would be given, the first one. And in it, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, أرحمهم الرحمن أبنا يرحمهم الرحمن من لا يرحم لا يرحم. Only those purveyors of mercy and compassion shall be shown mercy and compassion. Only those who embody and personify and who exude and who show unto others mercy and compassion, those are the ones whom the most compassion shall confer with compassion. And so these are the essential values of the deen, of faith. So when in the holy month of Ramadan, we know that there are very specific gifts, untold gifts, infinite mercies, bounties from our Creator Allah. You know, the first night of Ramadan is the devils are chained and limited. Allah Ta'ala lets the doors of Jannah being laid bare, opened up. The doors of Jahannam, those they're not being opened up during the Ramadan. And Allah Ta'ala has, the first night of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has necks that He frees from the fire of Jahannam that was due to go to the fire of Jahannam. That was completely worthy of being thrown into the fire of Jahannam. Those necks have been. And Allah has necks that are being set free every night of the month of Ramadan. We gain Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. Hudan lin-nasi wa bayyinatin min al-huda wal-furqan. فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة تكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. So this Quran is central to the holy month of Ramadan. To get Ramadan without the Quran is almost like, without the Quran being at the center, it's almost like, say, it's a futile exercise. So Quran is so central to the month of Ramadan. Incidentally, our المحدث later of our beloved Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that Allah Ta'ala's previous scriptures Injil, Zabur, Torah have all also been revealed in the holy month of Ramadan. So when we speak about Ramadan and the Holy Quran, then our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was described in this way about him: "Kana ajwadu nas." The Prophet was the best human being. Was the best human being. The most munificent, the most generous, the most noble, the most honoring, the most respectable. أَجْوَدُ مَا يَكُونُ فِي شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. But the best that he was, of this human being, the best that he was in the holy Ramadan. حِينَ يَلْقَاهُ جِبْرِيلُ فَيُدَارِسُهُ. When he would meet on his appointments with Jibreel, and they then revise the Holy Quran. Words seem to have the impact that this jawda of the Prophet was intensified with intense engagement, through this intense engagement of the Holy Quran. And this Holy Quran, by its own creation, is hudallinas. It is the guidance for mankind. It means that Allah is saying that as it was for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that blueprint to provide the source for the transformation of society, the social, spiritual, economic, financial, educational, cultural formation of society, as it was relevant then. That Quran promises the same solutions in its essence today. Rahmah. Can we have Rahmah, the essence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If we think in this month of Rahmah about the Ummah of the Nabi, can it make sense? Rahmah is the centerpiece of Ramadan. Is it possible for us to be engaged in Ramadan and yet we are not that contemplative about the Ummah of our beloved? And if we have to be honest and we look at the state of the Ummah, that is the very essence and the values of Rahmah that are missing, that have been sacrificed, that have been replaced. Rahmah with one another. Compassion for one another. And how can we find the violent forms of sectarian and factionalism and the most vile rejection of the very existent, the very karama among one another. And so the Quran clearly has guidance about that. Can we say that the Quran doesn't have guidance? In fact, goodness, وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The Quran has بينات, details about guidance and about criterion and distinguishing حق from باطل. Evil from good. And so when compassion is replaced by pity and hatred, what is haqq and what is batil? وبينات من الهدى والقرآن. And so reading the Quran, as many of our ulama says, also allowing us obviously to fulfill that requirement of reading the Quran. But even in reading the Quran, even in reading the Quran itself, we may find ourselves that we are abandoning the Quran. How can we, what does that mean? If the Quran is hudal linnas, then simply reading the Quran without understanding does not fulfill the requirement of hudal linnas. Because the recitation and the butchering of the Quran does not allow the Quran to penetrate your heart in terms of its huda, its guidance. So we may be actually reading the Quran, or we may be butchering the Quran, but we're not getting the message. And that's a form of abandonment of the Quran. And even if we do read the Quran with understanding, that we may have a acquisition of the language, or we may have access to a translation, we may still even be abandoning the Quran if we are reading the Quran with understanding, but we're not reflecting on it. We're not contemplating on it. Because Allah says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَقْفَالُهَا. Don't they contemplate? Don't they reflect? Don't they ponder deeply on the meanings of this Quran? Or are those hearts going to be locked? So, this is the challenge that we have, of the access that we should have to the centerpiece of the holy month of Ramadan. The centerpiece, the Quran, when we read it, it is, as our ulama says, Allah talking to us. Like he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was addressed by Allah. Like Allah addressed the Sahaba. This Quran is meant to address our hearts. And so, this is very, very important for us. And when we talk about Allah talking to us, then of course, there's also the situation of us talking to Allah. And how do we talk to Allah? How do we communicate to Allah? We communicate to Allah in the holy month of Ramadan is our ibadah, is our worship. Is every worship, every form of worship. And especially the quintessential form of worship, as our Prophet ﷺ said, مخ العبادة. The مخ, the quintessential form of ibadah is dua. It's by asking Allah. Imam Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani says, الدعاء هو غاية إظهار التذلل والافتقار إلى الله والاستكانة له. It is the epitome, dua. When you speak to Allah and you're asking Allah, it is the epitome, your personification of humility and humbleness in front of Allah, and your confirmation of your complete, your need of Allah, and that you completely defer your matter and your affairs to Allah, in a sense of tawakkul, a sense of reliance and trust and faith in Allah. Because it's Allah's wasiyah to human beings and to Bashar, because Allah says, ud'uni falyastajibu li falyabu li falyu'minu bi la'allahum yarshudun. Wasiyah, let them believe in me, let them ask from me. And so our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks of, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says that Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there isn't anything that is more honorable to Allah than his slave asking him his needs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also Nabi says in hadith of Imam al-Tirmidhi, narrated by Abu Hurairah, but lam yas'ali laghdab alayh. The person who doesn't ask Allah, Allah becomes angry for such a person. Allah, it invokes Allah's anger. If a person doesn't ask Allah, it invokes Allah's anger. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says also, udu'u Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba. Pray unto Allah whilst you are convinced and you have yaqeen. This is how one says to pray. Therefore, our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says that when you make dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, be mulih, be intense in your prayers. Be intense in your prayers. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the holy month of Ramadan gives us many gifts. These gifts are on our connection and our sila with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran allows us to receive Allah ta'ala. Our ibadah, and especially our du'as, allows us to communicate to Allah ta'ala. And when we communicate to Allah, it opens up for us. It allows us to go into the deepest, darkest fold inside our hearts to expose ourselves. And it allows us to be able to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ego is being set aside. And we're engaging Allah in subservience and submission. This is how ibadah should be. This is the essence of ibadah, to be a slave in servitude unto Allah. All of this is not a means only, or rather it's not an end in itself also. It's a means towards an end. This spiritual transformation of Ramadan is a means towards an end. Not an end in itself, also. It is an important part of transformation, our spiritual development, but it is to end. And our relationship with Allah cannot be complete without the fulfillment and completion of our relationship to our fellow human beings. Our fellow human beings. And therefore remember our beloved Nabi in the Quran about how we relate to our fellow human beings. If there is fasad around us and we are contented ibadah for ourselves, Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً. Beware of a fitna. Subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down upon you that will only afflict those unjust ones amongst you exclusively. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe retribution. Know the hadith of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah ta'ala sent a group of malaika to a certain location to bring Allah's adab to its transgression in that society, the malaika found a very pious human being among them. They worked it and asked Allah, Ya Allah, what should there's a very pious man among them here, but the transgression and the fasad is around him. Allah's response was, Bihi fabda. Start with him. So the whole notion of this ummah and its concern that it has for its fellow human beings, for this Quran to be able to be huda for the humankind. How can the Quran be huda for the humankind? We who are supposed to be in possession of the huda do not make al-ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar. This is the essence. Because it's not just about transformation, about the person, at the expense of the transformation and the society that we live in. Because Allah says, that is our rifatullah fil ard. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. We have ordained for you to be of the middle balanced way, the justly balanced way, so that you can be witness bearers fine. Because on the day of Qiyamah, وَيَكُونُ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا, the Prophet shall be a warrior against us. The essence and the spirit of the holy month of Ramadan, we come together, have our love and our spiritual relations with Greece. May Allah give us more and more of that. May Allah grant us, inshallah, to go, proclaim Ramadan, which is the essence of Islam, essence of mercy, passion, and forgiveness, and liberation for humanity from the fire of Jahannam. May Allah grant all of that for us. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.